views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. We are here the last day of June 2020, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage, your health, your choice. Gosh, phone lines here, 605-4567, Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment on Tuesdays, but you still have me, but you don't have me on FM because it appears that we run our signal up to the tower on the mountain via an internet push, and they're having problems all over, I guess. Is that what, Ashley, is that what they said?
Yes, that's when I called them to report an issue. I got an automated message saying, we know we're working on it. So we aren't the only
ones. We know we're working on it.
Pretty much.
But anyway, if you're trying to get us on 96.5 FM, isn't it great? You can get us on 1460 AM or streaming live at KCNR1460.com, like many of you listen to us that way. So we're sorry, but it's not our fault. You know what? Isn't it nice to say? Because sometimes it has been our fault.
We'll own it when it is.
We'll own it. We do. We'll own it if it's our fault. And we've had problems with our extremers that made us crazy that we were up. And then we had that problem with the antenna that was put on a degree wrong, which caused it to fill up with water. Remember that? We went through a whole week of that and found out we didn't have to tear down, didn't have to send it, didn't have to spend another $4,000 or $5,000 on this stuff. We just had to dump the water out of the antenna. To this day, that still bothers me.
I don't remember which station it was, but I've heard tell of a station that they had squirrels that kept packing acorns into the dish, and the dish has a big shield on it for weather purposes.
Yeah.
They found a hole, and they kept packing, so it, over years, filled up with acorns, and the signal kept getting weaker and weaker, and it was driving all of the team nuts.
They couldn't figure it out.
They couldn't figure it out. Eventually, they just... You know, went to the physical tower itself and just blew a deluge of acorns.
Yeah, you know what? If something can happen in radio,
it's going to happen to us.
It's going to happen. Now, we didn't have the acorn problem, but
not yet.
You know, but when Snowmageddon hit, our signal we couldn't get any shows because our antenna, our satellite dish filled up with snow, and I was up there shoveling snow like crazy, so we could get the signal back in. It was, you know, if there's something that can happen in radio, trust me, we didn't get the acorns. I don't think we're going to get the acorns because I looked at it. The only thing, but now it's fire season. Cancel. Good morning, everybody. In Sun Gold, you are absolutely right. Another beautiful throw open the windows morning here. What is the weather look like, Ashley?
We are looking at a high of 94 degrees today, which is like great for this time of year, especially compared to what we were seeing last year.
It almost
year.
Makes me want to go into my floss dance. No, you don't want to see that. You don't want to see that.
If you do, we're going to put it on the air.
No.
We're looking at a low of 63 degrees tonight, so yes, it will be fantastic throw open the windows weather. High of 96 tomorrow, 95 Thursday, 93 on Friday, 96 on Independence Day. So we have our lows right around the mid-60s all week, so we're looking at some great outdoor weather for our 4th of July. It's going to be just slightly windy throughout the week, but just enough for a breeze to make it interesting.
Okay. Yeah, I think so. Now, the weather is always brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. I just talked to Chuck Kenny. What?
I was going to – that's me telling you I have something to say after you.
Oh, okay. it's brought to you by Shasta Gas and Propane out of Anderson, locally owned, locally operated, Chuck and Judy Kenny. And I just talked to Chuck yesterday, and he's in Maine. Okay, let me tell you about Maine. He says, one, it's raining. Two, everybody's wearing masks. Everybody's wearing a mask. The governor of Maine has threatened, it's a small state, to build a new prison and put everybody in not wearing a mask. Okay. I'm exaggerating there. Please don't get weird. He says everybody is wearing masks there, but it was raining yesterday there, and he misses the California sunshine. So, but you can call them down there. They're still open. They're still running. They're still giving discounts for seniors and veterans. They are still busy down there, 365-3793. Now, what else? Oh, days. It's got to be days.
Yes, yes,
okay,
it is.
I'm ready.
Today is National Meteor Watch Day, and so I'm looking at the chart that says what to watch. The constellation Bootes, B-O-O-T-E-S, I believe it's pronounced Bootes. It's one of those I've only ever read. Is where you're going to see most of your meteors tonight. We're at the end of the Bootes meteor shower. So,
You know, on my...
That's in the, according to this northwestern part of the constellation.
Okay. On my phone, I've got something called a Sky Guide. It's a free app.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? If you don't have this, you can download it. And like I said, it's free. And all you do is you get to it. And you point it up at the sky, and it'll tell you all the stars around you, what they are and all this. But it also tracks satellites coming through or space junk, and it'll tell you what it is, how big it is and all that.
Mm-hmm.
It's really quite interesting if you've got nothing else to do while you're sitting out there watching your dog go to the bathroom in the middle of the night at 2 o'clock in the morning when she decides that it's time to go out there and wander and sniff and, oh, gosh, was there a cat over there? Or, oh, what about this? Was there a skunk over there? And let's just go over here and look in here. You know, she stays out there long enough to totally wake me up. You know, a lot of times when you go out, tell me, everybody, is this not true? Your dog has to go out in the middle of the night. And a lot of you say, why don't you just get a dog door? Because that's not the way it works.
She needs you to watch her back.
You know, so, yeah. Well, we've been going out with her ever since she was a puppy because she was small, and we had a hawk that sat in the tree across the street, right? And we had this big owl. I mean, she was small enough to be taken, and I don't blame her. You know, hawks looking for food just like everybody. They got to eat too. So we went out with her all. So now it's kind of like, all right, she starts out and she stops. She looks over her shoulder at me. Okay, here I come. You know, sometimes I can go, no, just go on. And she will. But most of the time I just go out there. And so the other day at 2:30 in the morning, and at 10 o'clock when I go to bed, she's over there drinking a gallon of water.
Of course.
We can just hear her going. And it's going, oh, no, this is going to be 2:30, 3 o'clock. Now, sometimes Linda and I pretend we're both asleep until Linda goes and will push me. And goes, are you awake? So she'll keep me out there long enough to wake me up. And as soon as she sees that I'm awake and alert, then she's finished, she comes back in. She goes right to sleep. Linda's asleep. The dog goes back to her bed and just crashes. And I go back, and I lay there, and I think, I wonder if we're going to have internet today up to the tower. All right. We've got a lot more important things to talk about. Somebody says they have Flight Tracker. That would be another fun app.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the one I have is called, they're asking for what it is, it's called Sky Guide. Sky Guide.
I think that's the same one I have.
Yeah, it's really good. And, I mean, it shows everything when it's coming across. And if you go out in the lake and you sit out in a houseboat like we have with out there with Holiday Harbor at night, it is absolutely beautiful. I mean, there's no light out there, nothing. You can see the stars beautifully. And you sit there and look through this, and you can see satellites going over. You can see the space station coming, you know. And
mine is actually Sky View, but yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I like mine because you can we use it when we're camping, and you can point it at the sky, and it'll tell you through your own camera, this is what that constellation is, and you can touch it, and then you get the whole story behind the constellation, which I always like.
Yeah, I think this has the same type of same kind of software on it. So, and you can, it'll take it back to its names of its mythical names, you know, which each constellation is. Yeah, it's kind of cool. And then if you take and you point it straight down, it'll show you what's on the other side of the world. Which is, I also think, is kind of, you know, kind of cool. All right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. I can, you know what, instead of giving you the regular read for Alliance Heating and Air, how great they are and how you get a hold of them and all this, they're looking for three technicians. Three technicians. Now, you're talking about being trained, in a job that gives you a living wage right away. Well, you know, after you get into your training, you get your training finished and all that. But I mean, you can work for one of the best companies in town. They are looking for people right now for Alliance Heating and Air. If you're already trained, that's just all the better. But they'll take people and train them. You can give them a call at 221-2642 or learn more at their website, homecomfort.org. They are busy. They are very busy at Alliance Heating and Air right now, as you can imagine. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to talk about it's July. And so what's coming in July? It started. So this is something to be aware of already on July 1st. I'm warning everybody right now. When we come back, we're going to talk about that. 7:15 in the morning, and it is a beautiful 67 degrees out there, going up to 96 today. We'll be right back.
From 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
You'll win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Alan Gordon here, Coach Master Collision.
Thankfully, it appears that Coachmaster Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coachmaster is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Okay, Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody, 605-4567. It's kind of like open line until 8, and then Haven Humane comes in. So we got a number of things. You got something, you know, stuck in your craw, something you want to talk about. Because I'm going to ask some questions today. This is the, you know, this is the time to do it. We welcome all calls. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Been in the business 10 years. It's a great business. Established it right around the time we started with KCNR, and has been with us for that whole time. I can't think of another place in town I would buy a firearm from. They have great knowledge, super, super customer service. Veterans get discounts. They have everything that I want when I'm shooting. They have all the accessories, the optics, the holsters, ammo, all of the things that you, you know, that you're looking for when you're shooting. And like I said, a great attitude. That's Bastiani Arms. Give them a call at 222-8222 or just stop down there at 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. I got like three things going on in my mind right now. That what you just heard was the theme song for the Dick Van Dyke Show. And the prime mover behind that, the producer, and was also appeared on the show several times, was a guy by the name of Carl Reiner, who has been in countless movies and TV shows. Is, you know, the latest ones probably are the Oceans, like Oceans 11 with that group, Oceans 12. Just passed away, 98 years old. I think you could say that's a pretty full life. You know, he's probably thinking, no, I have these two other series that I want to do. But Carl Reiner. Now, let me see. I've got two other things. Somebody asked me about the Shingletown shootings. The last thing I heard, they're still looking for this guy. That's the latest I've heard. And it appears that, you know, the two people, three people shot up in Shingletown, two dead, one's in the hospital. This guy flees. Of course, the other shooting Saturday was at the Walmart distribution center by somebody that obviously was having some severe mental problems and ended up in a gunfight with the Red Bluff police and lost that. He had already killed one person, though, and I think four others were in the hospital, but they were all released, treated and released. Now, the okay. I told you I had to warn you about something. You know, as if Snowmageddon, fires, COVID is not enough. Lassen Park had to close parts of Manzanita Lake due to a pissed off river otter. Can I say that? A river otter came out there and attacked a swimmer, injured the swimmer pretty severely, you know, and if you've ever seen river otter's teeth, you can, you know, they've got some chompers on them, and just beat up the swimmer in that one portion of the lake. Now, people, the rangers out there say, well, you know, they're territorial, but it also could be a mom who's got her pups out there, and you got too close to the nest.
Did you ever see the movie Zootopia?
No.
The part of the villainy included an evil otter.
I can understand that. Anyway, so if you're going up to Lassen, which is opening up, it looks like, Manzanita Lake may not be the place to swim. And they also said you shouldn't be out there in soft-sided floating devices, like, you know, like maybe air rafts or you know, little blow-up boats or things like that, because that river otter does not care. So, you know, when you see what's July look like and you see this picture of a locomotive coming down the track at you and it's on fire, says, welcome to July. Yeah, I didn't think you'd think it was a river otter. All right. Okay, well, let's go on this about animals that are upset. A woman in Yellowstone National Park thought it'd be a great idea to get up really close to that buffalo, that bison, that threatened species. Well, it's no longer threatened, of course, and get a picture. Well, obviously, she was not wearing a mask. It really upset the buffalo. So the buffalo attacks her, gores her, throws her around for a little while before they could get the buffalo to leave. I have gone through Custer State Park. in South Dakota. And they have a huge herd of buffaloes there. And they come along, and I've gone there, of course, when I'm riding my motorcycle up there for Sturgis. And you go through the park, and it's a beautiful park, and you can see the buffalo. Well, buffalo, for this 1 year, it was kind of interesting. I think it's like 2008. They came down to the roads. And, of course, when they migrate across the road to go to another spot, I mean, you stop. Well, the rangers were trying to get them off the road with bull whips. No, they weren't hitting them with it. They were popping them real loud. And the buffalo would then kind of move away. But I came pulling up, and I look over at a buffalo about as far away from me as Ashley is, our producer, which is about 12 feet. And it just really dawned on me how big a bull buffalo is. I mean,
massive.
Massive. And you're looking at it, and he's looking at me. And I'm looking at him. And I thought, maybe I shouldn't make eye contact. Am I challenging this buffalo in some way? And Linda's on the back taking pictures going, ah, this is great. And the only thing I'm thinking about is this buffalo freight training me and going right over us. Here came the park rangers. They're popping their whips. And, like the buffalo look at them. And they know they're not getting hurt. But it is a noise. So they kind of move away. So you can get by. But... just remember, Mother Nature can take care of you. Let's go to St. Louis. Has anybody seen the photos of the man and the woman in front of their house when protesters coming by? She's got a pistol. He's got, it looks like, M16 type firearm. They're in front of their house. She's barefoot. And they've got the guns, and he is keeping his kind of like at his, kind of across his chest. She is out there pointing it at him. And so you're asking yourself, why would they do this? Well, I guess they live in the expensive section of town where the mayor lives. And so the protesters wanted to take it to the mayor and protest on her street. Well, they have these huge iron gates that, it's a gated community. Well, they broke down the gates. And they're coming down the street, they're yelling and all this. Now, there's no damage. Well, they busted the gates, but there's no damage going on. Well, this couple came out because they were afraid. They were afraid that their house was going to be, if people throw bricks through their windows or something. It was kind of a bear fear. It wasn't bear fear. Bear fear is something when you're afraid of something for no reason except that it's in your head. Now, obviously, they've been reading about looting, rioting, buildings being destroyed, but this group of protesters were just being loud and noisy and were going down the streets. Anyway, they felt threatened, so they brought their guns out. Said, nope, not going to do it here. Anyway, they've become the internet darlings. And but they're also attorneys that do a lot of civil law. They have a corporation there in St. Louis. And, I mean, it's not like they're people who are ignorant. Well, I shouldn't say ignorant. They could be ignorant. They're not people who don't understand the laws. So, let's go to the phones. Richard, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I have a quick announcement. I sent you guys an email.
I saw that.
Yesterday.
It's for, what, July 5th or something like that?
July 21st, July 21, 9 a.m., Board of Supervisors meeting. California Rifle Pistol Association chapter in Redding is going to be presenting a Second Amendment resolution to the board for their contemplation and hopefully eventual adoption. Some people think, well, why do we need that in Shasta County? And we have almost 11,000 concealed weapons. I get all that. But you know what? The people we have in place now, they're not going to be there in 5 or 10 years. So we have to start setting the base, the legal baseline, in order to solidify the Second Amendment in our county. So need everybody that can show up. Please show up. We need everybody there. Thank you,
well,
Carl.
Wait, Richard. I need a result from this. So you're going to go down. Are you going to read something to them and you want them to act on it? Or you're handing them a document that you want them to come back later on and say that they're going to protect the Second Amendment and that's part of the charter or law here?
Yes to everything. I'm going to be reading everything on the record, and I will present the documents for them and we're going to ask them to come back in 60 days with their version of that same document that they will all approve.
Okay. And what this does then is guarantees the rights of people in Shasta County under the Second Amendment.
There's provisions in there to hold county officials and employees accountable for violating those rights.
Those rights are of the current laws in the state of California or just the Second Amendment?
Second Amendment in general, the principles behind it.
So saying is that we will always be a shall issue state when it comes to, or county when it comes to CCWs?
Well, that specifically is not in there. Those are eventual goals. Again, we're establishing the baseline. So actions to follow if and when, I'll say, this resolution is adopted in whatever form they approve.
Okay. All right. And that's going to be July 21st.
9 a.m., July 21st. Everybody show up, please.
Okay, Richard. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
You bet. Hey, let's take a quick break here. I've got some other things to talk about that bother me. You know, I don't. Do you understand everything that's going on in the world right now, Ashley?
Nobody does. If you do, you're lying.
Yeah. How about just half of it? How about a third? Are you supposed to wear your mask or not?
Highly encouraged, I think, is the phrase.
Here's a. It was muddled messaging and general chaos when it comes to wearing masks.
Yep.
You know the, and I'm gonna talk about that. I'm gonna talk about mask. What I do when I'm masked, and I'm gonna ask you too, when we get back. And I'd like to find out from you all too. Now the other question I put on Facebook yesterday, and I haven't gone back and checked it. It was starting to get a lot of hits. Was, do you feel less safe in your home for you and your family since the Shingletown murders and the shooting at Walmart? Distribution center. And I want to talk about that when we get back to. But this portion of the show brought to you by somebody that you can trust, somebody you know what's going on, an organization that's got the best interest of Redding and Shasta County at heart, and that's Cornerstone Community Bank. Community oriented, locally owned, locally managed, locally run, local board of directors on here. They've helped so many people. We're talking about distributing millions of dollars, saving thousands of jobs during this first big shutdown when they were instituting the Paycheck Protection Program. I mean, or plan. Cornerstone Community Bank hit the ball out of the park on this one. And this is just indicative of how what they can do for you. They can take your dream and move it forward. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. Right now, you can go on down there to two spots right here in Redding, 192 Hartnell Avenue in the O'Reilly Shopping Center and 1845 California Street in downtown Redding. If you're out in Red Bluff, you want to go to 500 Riverside Way in Red Bluff. There, that's Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill. Featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
what is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Hey, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Orchard Nutrition Center has exclusive special offers now through the 4th of July. We carry organic, non-GMO, and clean, healthy products, and we're working to keep our community safe. We offer contactless shopping, social distancing, and we're sanitizing. Our staff, which includes certified nutritionists, take pride in helping you make informed product choices. We look forward to continuing to serve your family for many more years to come. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Redding.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to 3-5 Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 7:36 in the morning, 68 degrees out there, going to 96 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Four Wind Story is bringing us this segment at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding. The only full-service jewelry store in Redding. A great place to hang out when it's hot out there. You're just going in and look at that. Just an excellent selection of jewelry. Everything from estate jewelry to handmade or designed, and I say handmade, but designed and built right there on the premises. If you're looking for that exquisite piece of jewelry that you designed, like Ashley did, and with their help, and they built it for you. You loved it.
It's perfect.
Perfect. Yeah, that's Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay. Somebody asked, is there any places still delivering from local restaurants? That's a good question, because so many of them have opened up now that the deliveries maybe are not being done now. People can go to the restaurants. But are any restaurants that you know of, are they still delivering besides pizza? And nope, and roadkill does not count.
Most of them are using Uber Eats or Grubhub or some kind of other service to deliver through them. So I know I called Deja Vu a couple weeks back, and they said that they do deliver through, I believe it was Grubhub.
But okay, you might take a look at Grubhub
if you
on the internet and see who they deliver from.
Yep. If you can go in person, because most of these food delivery services don't make any money from those. Those are pretty much neutral. So if you can go in person and then just pick it up. But I totally get it if you're trying to social distance and be...
Yeah. Speaking of that, let's talk mask. And I don't mean to offend anybody about this. I wear my mask when I'm out now. I have a selection of masks. I have one that was at Frank down the street, made Linda and I, two cloth masks, are really cool. I like flowers, little flowers, on my mask. And the best thing about it is if you're someplace for a long time and you're feeling like it's kind of like, gosh, it's getting hot inside the mask, you can untie, because it has two ties on it, you untie the bottom one and let it kind of just drop. You're still covered, but you can breathe a lot easier. And, of course, I have my Punisher mask. And now we're going to be getting some KCNR Free Fire Media mask. That's right. So if you're saying, yeah, I wear a mask, well, if you're thinking about, hey, I could wear a KCNR mask, let us know. We should be getting that delivery in here any day now. Now, where do I wear a mask? And let me tell you what I've noticed. I've noticed a lot more places. Of course, the employees are wearing them. But I see a lot more people wearing masks. And, you know, I hear what people are saying. Well, wait a minute. There's, you know, it's not going to stop the germ, blah, blah, blah. I understand that. But it also can help you if you're coughing, if you've got it. Maybe it'll slow it down. Maybe wearing masks and still being able to go into restaurants and bars and all this, take the mask when you're drinking or eating. And this to me is an individual thing. This is what I do. And so does Linda. Linda has been under the weather for a few months here, and her immune system isn't real strong. So she wears her mask, and when we go into places, I thought that, I guess there are, when I go into a hardware store where hardly anybody wore masks before, I would say 50 to 60% of people are wearing masks. When you go into Safeway, it's kind of surprising at Safeway how many people are wearing masks. I was up in Holiday Mart last night. Most of the people wear masks. Of course, all the checkout people and all the employees are wearing masks. And if you get near Costco, you just have to wear a mask if you're driving by because that's their rule. If you don't want to wear a mask, I'm not going to mass shame you for not wearing a mask. I've had friends have instances, and they're all women, by the way, where people will shame them for wearing a mask. If you don't agree with somebody wearing a mask, just keep your mouth shut. That's up to them. There are a lot of people out there, and we have friends whose lung systems are really compromised. They stay away. They're still staying away from gatherings. They're still staying away from small gatherings and large gatherings, just because that this, if it gets into their lungs, that, you know, that could be the veritable kiss of death for them. So, anyway, mask. But if you do wear a mask and you want to wear a KCNR mask, we'll put them on Facebook so you can see what they look like. I haven't even seen them yet. So our staff, we don't wear masks inside, of course, the studio. We sanitize everything that's in here twice a day at least, and after every guest. This place gets, we bring out the wipes here. And yesterday I went out and found some more, and Ashley went out and found a bunch of them. So we're clear here for at least another month, I would say. Okay. Other things that are going on. Do I have time to get into this? John Wayne Airport. Here we go. John Wayne Airport has, they named the airport probably in, 73, 74, after Wayne passed away. Well, there was a bit of consternation because John Wayne gave a Playboy interview over 50 years ago, and where he said some pretty harsh things about people of color. It was 50 years ago. And his son was interviewed, his youngest son, who's, I think, he's like 52. He says, my dad was appalled later when he realized the impact that had. He said, my father has hired people in the industry, all races, all sexual persuasions, you know, all genders and everything. And he said he would be appalled at that. He said, I believe in my heart that if he was there when that guy, George Floyd was being, and the cops had their knee on his neck, then my father would have said something and done something. But now there's a group of people, Democrats, and it's from the Democrats, that want to take the statue down and rename the airport because things have changed. So we have to change along with it. These are the same group of people that say the Constitution is a living document. These are the people that say, Well, we in Washington, as an example, Washington and Lee University. Robert E. Lee became president of the university down there in 1870. It was just the Washington University, and then they changed it to Washington and Lee. Now, 100 of their professors say, take the name Lee out of it. It should no longer be known as Washington and Lee. Well, there's 100 professors that have said that, but the school, the board of directors for Washington and Lee have not made their made any comments really, except okay, we see what they want. It would take a vote by the board of directors. But the question on that is, do we start erasing history? We're trying to do that, it appears. Oh, no, let's put it in the right connotation. Well, what is that right connotation? You know, if, when you teach it, when you start pulling these down, what do you think about that? And also, tell me what you think. Give me a call. Do you feel less safe because of what happened in Shingletown and what happened at the Walmart? You know, Chicago kills 10, 12 people a day. New York had, in 10 days, had 110 shootings in 10 days when they, you know, they'd fired the that 600-man unit of the men and women unit of the plainclothes. They're pulling $1 billion out of their budget of the New York police. And, you know, when you start pulling out $1 billion, now you're starting to get serious about things. And what impact is that going to have on the department besides the morale of the New York Police Department? But 110 people shot in 10 days. Now, we just had people shot right up here in our county and down in Tehama County, both in one day. Do you feel like we're less safe now? Let's discuss that when we get back. 7:46 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. You always feel safe with Home Helpers on the job. Sharon Clark does a wonderful job in selecting people that, to come in and help you. They're well-trained. They've all had background investigations. They've all been personally trained by Sharon and her team to make sure that your loved one is going to be taken care of, whether it's from an injury, maybe an operation, or is it full-time. So a couple hours a day to 24 hours a day. That's Home Helpers, and that's Sharon Clark. And she's a great person, and she has a huge heart for people, and she loves what she does. Home Helpers. Learn more at giving her a call at 226-8350 or at readinghomehelpers.com. We'll be right back, 7:47 in the morning, with what's happening in our city, our town, our state, our country.
Anything I say, do it my way. Don't you get to feeling independent, 'cause I'm gonna force you to obey. He taxed their property, he didn't give them any choice.
Get your morning update with us,
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and see what we have to offer. Because your health and safety matter to us, we have refined our Elements and Creekside dining space and menus with you in mind to enjoy a comfortable experience. Elements is offering Sunday brunch off the menu, all you can eat. Let us do the preparing, plating, and serving. Same deliciousness, different delivery. Creekside is a fast, friendly, casual pub and grill with a tempting selection of food and beverages. We guarantee you will be amazed. Visit windriver.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567, Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:51 in the morning here on the last day of June. And we're being welcomed into July by man-eating river otters up at Lake Manzanita in Lassen Park.
To be clear, it's on the far side of the lake. A lot of people do the circuit and swim and fish and all of that. But if you're just going to picnic or if you're cabins and such, it's on the other side.
You're okay. But if you're swimming out there, you know, and you hear this dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, you might want to get out of the water if you hear that. Okay, let me see. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You know, do you have river otter biting insurance? I'm not sure you can buy it. But if you can, Judy Maxwell will set you up with that. Maybe that's a personal injury type of insurance that you can get. But she can cover any type of insurance because she is the dean or the deaness of insurance. She knows it all, whether it's health insurance, life insurance, business insurance. She's got it covered. Homeowners insurance. She gets people insurance when they've had their insurance policies canceled because they just happen to be in the same vicinity as the car fire, not because they had were burnt or anything or even got close, but because they're in that vicinity. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, next to Members First Credit Union, and you can give her a call at 221-0441. Okay, I asked that question, are you concerned about, are you more concerned for your safety? And we'll get to that right after we get to our caller. Bruce, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good.
I just had a comment. I was just, maybe I misunderstood you, but it sounded like you didn't think the two people in St. Louis should have defended their property.
Oh, no. I didn't say that. What I found interesting was that the woman was pointing the gun at people. As opposed to, like, you know, having it at her side.
Well, she was frightened to death, obviously.
Well, I think so. No, do people have a right to protect their property? Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, it's private property. They stormed the gate. There were 300 to 500. Some of them had weapons. Some of them had body armor.
I understand.
Situation. And he told them, this is private property, get out. And they couldn't stand it when he said it's private property. And that's when it got nasty. They, like, you don't have a right to have private property. So anyway, I don't blame them for being enraged and scared. And
well, they said they were having dinner with their family, and
right?
all this happened, and they were afraid. Obviously, yeah. They were afraid. And,
well, and they're Democrats too. And they support Black Lives Matter, which is unfortunate because it is a Marxist organization.
Well, I'm thinking is that they had the right to defend their property.
Absolutely.
And, but being somebody that's, you know, been teaching firearm safety and, you know, concealed carry for a long time, plus, you know, just being in the military a long time, I would have preferred her not to be aiming it at people.
Well, probably so. That would have been better.
And I'll tell you why, Bruce, and I'll tell you why. Here's the reason. You know, you said some people were armed out there. I knew the crowd was big and boisterous and nasty, I'm sure, at times. But if somebody was armed out there and she points a gun at them, they would have probably been in their rights. They felt their lives were threatened, and a person was pointing a gun at them.
Well, that's true. That's possible.
But again,
they shouldn't be on private property. They're the aggressors.
That's true. They initiated it. No, you're right. No, I don't want to give that impression that I don't
and
think they should.
It also points to the fact that in California we ought to have open carry now with what's going on. We have most of the neighboring states have open carry, and they don't have a problem. And it helps show strength attack.
Well, let me ask you this question, Bruce, and this is what I put on Facebook yesterday and got a huge amount of responses. Do you feel less safe since what happened at Shingletown and down there at the Walmart distribution center? Do you feel less safe?
Well, I don't feel more safe because I think we need more police officers, not less. I don't believe in defunding the police. That's a joke. And everybody's more concerned and more heightened, and certainly we're having more problems. So it clearly says that everybody should be prepared to defend themselves because, unfortunately, the police can't be here in seconds. And hopefully we're going to have a problem filling police officer jobs now. I mean, they're being berated. And it's terrible what's happening.
Would you support a Law Enforcement Appreciation Day?
What's that?
Would you support a Law Enforcement Appreciation Day here?
Absolutely. I wear Law Enforcement Appreciation hats. I love law enforcement. I love the military, and I love this country. And I'm an elderly person, and this country's really went downhill, and it's pretty shameful what's going on.
Well, let me tell you, you don't sound elderly, Bruce.
Well.
You sound like you're about 20.
Deceptive voice.
Deceptive voice, okay. But thank you for calling, and thank you for letting me make that clear. No, I not for a second do I think they should not have want to defend it. My problem was when I see somebody pointing a gun at somebody, it can lead to a reaction from the other side. Okay. Hey, thanks
a
lot.
But again, she was scared, and rightly so.
Right. There was no, I don't know if there were any police around or anything to protect
them.
No,
they tried to call the police. Nobody showed up. Nobody. Yeah. They were on their own.
Well, you know what? Then it may be time for that very exclusive suburb to start
Well, they may have to hire their own security guard.
Hire their own just like the Minnesota,
they're
Minneapolis.
Paying, $4,500 a day for their own personal protection? That's a crock.
Yeah, the Minneapolis City Council has now hired a private security company to protect
it's
them.
It's disgraceful.
It is.
It's okay for us, but not for the little people that are the ones that are most vulnerable.
Yeah, the ones that need help.
Absolutely. The poor people in the community that
can't afford that.
Either defend themselves are going to be ruled by the mob.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
You bet. Okay. Bye. Let me just read a few of the comments I got back from my Facebook post that reached 800 people and it's still climbing. I enjoyed the Second Amendment, but yeah, I am concerned they haven't caught the suspect yet. Most of the people were saying, no, I don't feel any more danger. One person, Timothy, says, not really. Perhaps I should be, but I can't bring myself to live in a state of fear. Timothy, great answer. You can't live like that. Another person, always concerned about my surroundings in today's society. The phrase, it can't happen here, is fundamental denial of situational awareness. That's absolutely true. And, Angie, I believe there's always been concern regarding a mass shooting because of the high drug use and mental health issues in the area with minimal mental health treatment. No. Now this is an interesting one, from somebody I know personally. My personal observation, most people appear on the edge, a lot near the breaking point at the tolerance level. My message to my family is stay steady and observe others. This is where strong leaders shine and weak leaders snap. Be strong and patient. No. But as things become more unstable, perhaps we should be. Millions of Americans struggle with mental health. issues in good times. Absolutely agree there, Dan. No, 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 not where I live. Two German Shepherds, one Airedale, and a lot of other items that are useful behind the gate. I love that, Ann. Okay, now here's somebody. Since I live in the vicinity of Shingletown, sure. Well, you know, and I know this person too. And I guess, you know, and there's places, and I can't say for sure, was it drugs? Well, it could have been, you know, drug. There could have had something to do with drugs in this thing. Anyway, many, many comments. Most people know. Like I said, 800 people so far have it's reached in a lot of different answers. Okay, hey, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back right after the news with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and see what's going on with them.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. As researchers worldwide work to come up with a coronavirus vaccine, Dr. Anthony Fauci tells Congress he hopes doses will be available by early next year. Fauci is testifying right now on Capitol Hill, along with CDC Director Dr. Robert Redfield.
We are not defenseless against this disease. We have powerful tools at our disposal. Social distancing, wear a face cover in public, and be disciplined about the frequent hand washing.
Redfield says COVID-19 hospitalizations currently on the rise in a dozen states. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti says coronavirus stats are sobering.
The United States accounts for 4%, a little bit over 4% of the world's population, and we're 25% of the world's diagnosed cases. That might be something we could dismiss as, well, we have more testing, we're a richer country, more people have access. But deaths don't lie, and we have a quarter of the world's deaths to date from COVID-19.
At least 16 states now reimposing various forms of COVID-19 restrictions. A victory for Christian schools at the Supreme Court today.
The justices have ruled that the application of a Montana law barring aid to religious schools discriminated against such institutions and the families whose children attend or hope to attend. The 5-4 decision finds Montana in violation of the Free Exercise Clause. At issue is a 2015 scholarship program that provides a dollar-for-dollar tax credit to people who donate to private scholarship organizations.
Correspondent Michael Harrington saying the High Court expected to release more decisions this week. A closely watched barometer of consumer sentiment, the Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index, is up this month, but there's concern about the resurgence of COVID-19 and how that might affect the mindset of consumers going forward. Wall Street, the Dow is up 70 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I love golf, and I also stink at golf. I've tried it all, the lessons, the special swing contraptions, the neon brush tees, the funny hats, the putting all of my change in my left pocket. I like to say I just happen to have a high golf handicap. My friends would say I have a high talent disadvantage. Luckily, while I might be fighting some disadvantages on the golf course, at our Faith and Family Mortgage team, we're lucky to be able to serve listeners with a unique advantage. Our team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. And for you, that can mean shorter turnaround times and often a lower rate, which could save you monthly and lifelong money on a new home, refinance, or cash-out refinance. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Noble Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, Mississippi, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
A popular Ethiopian singer and political activist shot to death in the country's capital.
The Ethiopian government has shut down the internet and blocked social media platforms as protests broke out upon news of his death. There have been reports of tear gas fire to disperse rioters and even the sound of gunshots. Thousands of people had gathered at St. Paul's Hospital in Addis Ababa to mourn a popular singer and songwriter known for protesting through music. Hachalu Hundessa's songs were considered powerful and loaded with messages of resistance, which massively contributed to the reforms that have been witnessed in Ethiopia in recent years. They were used as part of anti-government protests, which brought Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed to power.
The BBC's Ferdinand Amandi reporting. China's manufacturing activity has picked up this month. This after antivirus controls were eased in a bid to revive the Chinese economy. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says a Pentagon funding bill, this year's National Defense Authorization Act, should easily clear the Senate.
Even if other news is dominating the headlines, McConnell says the nation's enemies are still active.
In undermining peace, disrupting commerce, and threatening American citizens, our interests, and our allies, wherever and whenever possible.
McConnell says the 2021 defense bill should pass easily as a well-crafted effort with input from all sides. Bob Agnew reporting.
China is further tightening its iron grip on Hong Kong. Lawmakers in Beijing have approved a new contentious national security law. The measure allows authorities to crack down on subversive and secessionist activity in the semi-autonomous city. Watching Wall Street this hour, the Dow is up 85 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Carl and Linda Bott. Ashley's at the helm. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning, sir.
It's the last day of June. July starting tomorrow. What's happening in July? Murder Hornets wasn't enough.
The Sahara Desert Storm, the sandstorm.
That's right. The sand's come across the ocean and is getting ready to hit us on the
east coast. Happens every year, but it's particularly intense this year.
And if you've never seen one of those, did you? I'm here with Mark Story. You deployed out there. Did you ever see any of their sandstorms? It is just unbelievable. I mean, unbelievable.
Yeah, most of the ones I saw were from the air.
From the air. You were flying over them in their air-conditioned aircraft. They're drinking lattes.
Smarter, not harder.
Yeah, smarter, not harder.
Yeah, we were far enough away where we were taking off from that we didn't really see them. We could see them in the distance every now and again and saw them in the air, but, yeah, never.
I just, when I first got to Baghdad in 03, we were in one of the palaces that Saddam Hussein had. This is the one with the six big bust of his head all over the palace. And somebody, you know, people just leave the window open. There's no air conditioning or anything. And there's like eight of us in a room, in an office there. And somebody said there was a storm coming. And, you know, you didn't really think about it. But when that storm hit, it looked like a bad movie. Because the sand was coming through, looked like it had been shot out of a cannon. Just, I mean, coming through, hitting the other wall, and we were trying to close the window, and I mean, it probably deposited maybe an inch of sand in that room.
That's crazy.
In like, you know, less than a minute, it was like that, but it came through like somebody just, you know, like a flood, and so yeah, that, you know, it would eat, well, you knew this, but it would eat helicopter rotors in a second out there. And get it.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
It is. Hey, 8:07 in the morning news brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community. That's our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's your health, your choice. Why not Shasta Regional Medical Center? It's a great choice. Ashley, what's the weather look like?
We're looking at no sandstorms in the predictable future over here.
Well, that's good.
That's good. But we are looking at a high of 94 degrees today, which compared to the end of last week will be just beautiful. A low of 63 pretty much throughout the entire week, so opening those windows is probably a good idea. But in the afternoons, highs between 95 and 96 most of the week. Just a slight breeze just to make your Instagram pictures pop. And today is National Social... I don't know.
I'm not sure what comes out of my mouth sometimes, but I never know what's coming out of Ashley's mouth. She'll come in here with, and she has that look on her face, and I go, what's this? What's happened?
Hey. It's National Social Media Day today.
Are we back up yet on the FM?
I haven't heard it yet.
Okay. What's happening with our FM is this, my friends. It's not us. We own it when it's our fault. But it looks like, you know, we get our signal, send it up there over the internet, and it works almost all the time. but in this case, they're having outages on the system. So we're sorry that you can't get us on 96.5, but we are in 1460 everywhere. And, of course, we are streaming live on KCNR1460.com. So just to let you know. And they said they're working on it. That was their message this morning at 6 this morning that they were working on it. So you imagine they're crazy at this point. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated. They give great deals, but especially for veterans and seniors, where they give discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793. Okay. I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. But he asked me to clarify something on my last segment, and he's right. I didn't read the second part of what Angie had written. We were talking about, do you feel less safe since the shootings in Shingletown and out there at Walmart? And I got 800 people on it and more all the time. It's on my Free Fire Radio Facebook page, and a lot of answers in here. Most of them are no, but her answer was, I believe there's always been concern regarding a mass shooting because of the high drug use and mental health issues in the area with minimal mental health treatment. No one ever knows where these things will happen. Doesn't need to be a big city, just needs to be one unstable person. So it's not that people believe it's just here. Everybody knows that it happens everywhere across the United States. I just want to make that clear. But good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
It's open. You're open.
We're open, yes.
Great.
And we're still doing appointments for adoptions, but we are letting people in. If we have too many people in the adoption center, then we will schedule an appointment there for you. If we don't, then obviously we'll work in. We are open for lost and found and licensing. Again, we're asking people to wear masks, and we're also asking people to be patient because we're only going to allow so many people in the lobby at one time. But
sure,
yes, we are open and busy.
Well, you've already this year. I love the statistics that you have. I'm a little bit upset about one of them, and I'll bring that up to you, of course. But you've adopted out already 288 dogs and 192 cats.
Mm-hmm.
Plus 6 rabbits, 4 birds. What kind of birds?
Don't know.
Okay. 2 guinea pigs, 2 horses, a rat, and a goat. You've had over 496, almost 500 animals adopted as of yesterday. I want to know why you didn't call me about the goat. Linda loves goats. Is this a large goat or a small goat?
It was a medium-sized goat.
Okay. If it was a small goat, Linda may not forgive you for that, because you could keep a small goat in your backyard.
Your dog's name is Elk Killer.
You know what? It would have been fun watching that. Birds bother her.
I just answered your question.
You're right. There we go. it just means that Elk Killer would never go into the backyard. It would always be out in the front yard now because of first the bluebirds were attacking her, and now we had a goat.
The bluebirds.
She was battle went on for a couple months.
Yeah.
Oh, they had a nest in the tree next to the house with 3 little babies in there.
They don't care what your dog's name is.
They don't care. They weren't even afraid. And we've got photos of the bird facing Elk Killer. I mean, they're like 3 feet away, and Elk Killer's looking at it, and the bird's looking. I mean, that bird had no fear. And Elk Killer would go at it, it'd hop up on a table and wait till she turned her back and come down and get her. So this was, if I just wanted amusement, I'd say, hey, come on out, Elk Killer.
Don't mess with the mama. Doesn't matter what species it is.
Well, they had both of them. They had the mama and papa were down there going for it. Okay. What else?
Well, we can finish with what we've done so far this year. The clinic is spayed or neutered 2,000 pets.
And that's being closed down for.
Yeah, we were closed down for about 3 months. So, yeah, very impressive. They're working hard, and we're backed up to full speed, which is fantastic. And we'll talk about some other stuff that the hospital's doing here.
If you've never seen that operation, I don't know. Do you let people come out?
I'll do tours. Yep, they can absolutely contact me.
You need to see a tour of this because you've got very caring people, and you've got a veterinarian there that when I'm talking to a veterinarian like Dr. Kara Tennant, who has the regular practice up there at Care Animal Hospital, she says she goes in there and watches her, and she is just totally amazed at how good but how fast she is. But you've got it. So you've got You've got two operating tables. Mm-hmm. You've got people taking care of the animals. You've got other people taking care of the animals after they've been neutered. I saw all these little dogs that were on a big pillow. They
mattress.
Were all mattress. Yep. They were all covered up. They were all sleeping. When they woke up, somebody was there to pet them and be with them.
Yeah, we have two amazing vets. We have our chief medical officer, and then we have another vet as well, and they are both fantastic. We have two registered vet techs, and we have a third coming soon, hopefully.
Right.
And then we've got a bunch of vet techs and our receptionists. They all do a fantastic job, so super proud of them. Yeah, and 2,000 for shutdown for 3 months, that's amazing. So they're definitely working. Our animal regulation officers have gotten 320 lost pets returned back home. That's animal regulation officers and our receiving department, who do a great job. So when I say that they're returned back home, that means that we're preventing them from coming to the shelter, really, which is great. So and officers have responded to 43 calls about dogs in hot cars just in June alone. So the good news on that is that that's a low number. So normally we would see a lot more than 43 calls. So either people are starting to listen, people are taking it upon themselves to go looking for the owners, which is great. But you can always call 241-2550 and speak to our animal control office, our dispatcher, if you see any animals in the hot cars when it's hot like this. And we actually have a chart on here. So this is with four windows cracked. If the outside temperature is 84, the inside temperature is going to be 98. And it goes all the way up to, if the outside temperature is 115, which we're probably going to see at some point this year, with four windows cracked, the inside temperature is going to be 132. And that's just to start with. So it's going to go up from there.
84
is 98.
Okay, is 98. But it can go up. Okay.
Yep. So it can go up.
Do not hesitate to call.
Right.
Because you guys, that's like that's one of your first things you go for, right? You get a call with an animal in a car.
Yeah, that's definitely a high priority.
And then then what happens to them when your officer gets out there?
Well, they're going to assess the situation. They've got temp guns in their car so they can see what the actual temperature is. They can see if there's water in the car. They can see if the dog is or cat is laboring. They can see assess the health pretty quickly. And then from there, they make a decision on what to do next. Obviously, if they have some time, then they're going to try and locate the owner in businesses, homes, wherever they happen to be. And if that doesn't happen, then they have to make a decision about, do I need to get into the car? Is there access now? Do I have to break a window? There's a whole list of options that they go through before doing that.
But they will take care of the animal.
Yeah, they're
if
not
they
leaving.
Have to break in, they will.
Yeah, they're not leaving until it's done.
Okay. Now, do you have any openings? I mean, are all of your dog crates or holding areas filled, or have you been able to adopt out more? Because you read about these things where people are, you know, that some of the humane associations have adopted out all their animals.
Yeah, no, so we still have plenty of animals that are up for adoption. We're pretty full on cats right now. Dogs, we have a little bit of space right now. I'm going to knock on wood. But it's filling up pretty fast. But we have quite a few animals, fantastic animals that are up for adoption. We had two or three dogs adopted yesterday, which was great. That had been there for a while, too. So,
super.
Yeah,
why do you think that is, Mark?
That they stay for a while?
No. Why more people are adopting? Is it because they were at home and they realized that they
wanted to? Well, this is actually normally a higher adoption time. June, okay. When the kids get out of school, normally is when people will say, okay, we're going to have people home during the summer. Now is a good time to bring a dog, a new family member, a dog or a cat into the family so that we can get used to each other and everything else and kind of get into a routine. And when we do go back to school, back to work, we'll have them crate trained or, you know, whatever, house trained, whatever. So this is kind of a normal higher time for adoptions anyway. So
okay.
And we've seen that. I think during the pandemic, when we were shelter in place, a lot of people took that same kind of theory and said, hey, you know, I'm going to be home for a while, so why don't I adopt? We saw adoptions, but obviously we were doing it by appointment only. So,
mm-hmm.
But our adoptions were actually pretty good. I mean, you can see the numbers for the year, considering
you were shut for three months.
So we were doing adoptions by appointment during those 3 months, at least for the last two plus months. But, yeah, so You know, I'm happy with the way the adoptions are going. Our kit nursery is quickly filling up. It says here 10 neonates and 13 toddler kittens right now. And I'm guessing that's because a bunch of toddlers just went up to the adoption building. So we have plenty of kittens looking for homes as well.
And, you know what? We have actually talked about maybe picking up a cat.
Yeah, an elk killer would probably like a kitten.
Well, you know, when I watch these daggone videos on social media, and it is social media day, and you watch, it is social media, it's America, social media day. Not as much fun as Platypus Day, but still. You watch these kittens being raised with a dog, and it is absolutely hilarious. A big old dog, and now they've got a kitten.
Yeah.
That's bouncing around, you know, and then on the dog, and the dog's just kind of ignoring it. And then as the cat gets older, I mean, they're sleeping together. They're best buddies.
Yeah.
You know, the dog's walking. Here comes the cat right behind him. Dog goes out for a walk. There's a cat right behind him. I mean, it's but then again, it's social media, you know, social media. And I don't trust anything on it, really.
If your dog likes cats, a couple of my dogs don't like cats, and a couple of my dogs do. So we don't have cats. But if your dog likes cats, it's a great bond, and it's a great friendship. We had cats before, and the dogs we had before loved the cats, and they would lay together and everything else. So, and I know tons of people that have a dog and a cat, and they're best buds. You know, I always say if you're going to adopt, you know, have two so that they always have a friend. And that includes that. I mean, if you can get a dog and a cat to get together, you know, that they get along and everything, then that's fantastic. Then there's your two. They always have a friend, you know. So if you're not there, they have somebody to cuddle with and to hang out with and everything else.
Uh-huh. Do we have a break? Okay.
We are overdue for a break, yes.
Oh, overdue for the break. Okay, because I was thinking, did we have a break and I just forgot? So let's take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by... It's only Tuesday, and I'm already having mind warps here. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. You know, we just had a class Sunday for people that were recertifying their permits. And I can tell you what, when you have a class, when they show up that in that first few minutes, and they do what you tell them to do, and they show up with all the correct paperwork, you just know it's going to be a great day. And so that's what it was. We had three different ranges going, and every one of the instructors, when we came back, said, this has got to be one of the best days out in the range. Now, we've had really good days most of the times, but the ones this time were just, they all shot really well. They all paid attention. It was safe, and they were recertified, so they can go down to the sheriff's department with their permit and be good for another 2 years. And this is what Northern Firearms does, Northern Firearms Instruction, not just your initial CCW, but your recertification. If you feel like, hey, look, I can't make it on those days, but I'd like to have a private class, you can sign up with us, with a number of us for private classes, you know, that works out on your time schedule, but gets you that recertification or gets you that initial CCW. We also have tactical carbine classes. We have unarmed combat classes for somebody that wants to learn how to take care of themselves with their hands and feet. There's just a buffet, you might say, of classes that we teach, Northern Firearms Instruction teaches. If you don't see one on there and you want to take a specific class, like we do have shotgun defense classes, like defense of your home, we teach those classes too. Northern Firearms Instruction. Learn more at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 999-1822. We're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and we'll be right back.
All say, oh, well, I never was there ever. A cat so clever as a magical mist, a mist of police. He's quiet, he's small, he is black. From his ears to the tip of his tail, he can creep through the tiniest crack. He can walk on the narrowest rail. He can pick any card from the pack. He's equally cunning with dice. He's always deceiving you into believing that he's only hunting for mice. Ow! You can play any trick with a cork or a spoon and a bit of fish paste. If you look for a knife or a fork and you think that it's merely...
read. Imagine, learn with Shasta Public Libraries. Summer Blast is live at the Shasta Public Libraries. Join in their free summer reading program for kids, tweens, teens, and adults. Going on all summer long. Help your kids avoid the summer slide and be a reading role model. Read to win prizes like books, gift cards, and a kids' kitchen playset and more. The more you read, the more chances to win. Let your imagination run wild. Read, imagine, learn with Shasta Public Libraries. Sign up online today at summerblast.fun.
You win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision. Thankfully, it appears that Coachmaster Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coachmaster is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is a second-generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423 at Advanced Automotive.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
It's Toto, but with all barks.
Oh, you should let that go a little bit longer.
Okay.
It sounds like I'm in my office right now.
Yeah. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. If you're having problems with 96.5, it's because there's an internet down all over, and they're trying to fix it right now. If it's, you know, as we say, if it's our fault, we own it right away. You know, but this is not us this time. But we are rolling on 1460, and of course, we're streaming on KCNR1460.com. 605-4567 is our phone number. 8:27 in the morning. I just blew through the last. I was so enthralled by what you were saying. Blew through the last break, and so I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. And just going into different, I'm listening to different things, or I'm watching also different things that are being written on our chat room. And it's, I enjoy doing this show. I really do. I mean, I think people can tell that, but I have people in here once a month that I see them maybe once a month, sometimes a little bit more. Mark Story is one of those people, and who is the CEO out at Haven Humane. And I love the success stories. And I kind of, you know, and a lot of times during the breaks, you hear about some things that are going on that, you know, tough, but, you know, but are being
they're being addressed, not necessarily happening at Haven Humane, but, you know, in the surrounding. Things are going on that are weird out there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and it impacted on Haven Humane. And yet you were still able to keep getting animals adopted. You've had over almost 500 animals adopted as of yesterday. And considering you were shut down for 3 months, it is fantastic. Neutered over 2,000 pets. Returned 320 lost pets. Returned back home. And been and rescued over 43 dogs or cats in hot cars. I mean, those are great stats. And people don't realize, if you don't think about what Haven Humane does, we would be literally up to our butts in dogs and cats if it wasn't for Haven Humane. You guys do a great job. And you're a no-kill. That's the other thing. You're a no-kill shelter for dogs.
For dogs. We're working
but you're getting close for cats.
Yeah. You've closer that. Every day.
Okay, let's talk about that adoption event since everything's going so well.
Yeah, so we're talking about adoption. So Bissell Pet Foundation, Bissell Vacuums, Kathy Bissell is amazing. And so she has really, the last few years, given back to animal shelters across the country. And we are very fortunate to be one of those that she has chosen to do many adoption events with us. And so they're doing another one. It's the Bissell Pet Foundation adoption event. It'll be Saturday, July 11th, so a week from this Saturday. It'll be from 11 to 5, and all adoptions will be $25. And so the Bissell Pet Foundation will subsidize the adoption fees with a grant. So you need to make an appointment. So you can call 241-1653, and you can make appointments starting you can actually call and start making appointments now if you'd like for that Saturday.
What if I'm looking for a specific breed? Can you help me with that?
Oh, absolutely. So we have a waiting list for specific breeds, ages, if you want a female or a male. We have all of that. And so one of our adoption counselors will talk to you, and they'll take down the information. They'll make sure that what you're looking for really is a good match for you and your family and your living
circumstances. Now, that's interesting. So say if you had somebody that had a very active dog, like a Shetland sheepdog or cow dog.
Yeah. And border collie.
A border collie, thank you.
Yeah,
and you're living in an apartment.
Yeah, it's not a good match.
That's probably not a good match for you.
I mean, every dog is an individual, so it doesn't mean that we're not going to get a, for lack of a better term, a lazy border collie in, but they're pretty rare. Border collies by nature are very high energy, and they need activities. And living in a one-bedroom apartment, they're going to find something to do, and it's usually not going to be something you want them to do.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that you'd be going through quite a bit of furniture.
Well, you know, even if you crated them, it's not fair to the dog.
Yeah, it's not, and you have to work up to crating. And not that people haven't done it, because people have done it, and I'm sure there's people that might be listening now and are like, hey, you know what, I had a border collie, best dog I ever had, and I lived in a one-bedroom apartment. But if you think back to when you did that, if it was the best dog you ever had and you lived in a one-bedroom apartment, my guess is you probably ran in the morning with it, and you probably walked in the afternoon or something to that effect, or took them out and had a spot so they could run that energy off. So we talk to people about that, and we want to make sure that when we match animals with families, that it's going to be a forever home for both. And that's really important to what we do, and that's where our adoption counselors are there to help out. So we really hate it when we have animals come back. It's very hard on the animal. It's very hard on the staff. It's very hard on the adopters, because they don't want to bring them back most of the time. So we want to make sure that we make that match. So if you're looking for a specific animal, you call, you talk to our adoption counselors. They find out what you're looking for. They might ask you a few questions. It's not an interrogation. It's just really information gathering so that we can make that good match. And then we will keep that list. And when animals come in that meet that description, we're going to call you before they ever get put up for adoption. That way you get first chance at seeing and meeting these animals after the holding period is up. And if it is a good match, then you can adopt them and take them home. And hopefully it is a forever home and it's a good match. So, yes, we do have a waiting list for that, or wanted list, I should say.
Yeah. Do you have, say I was looking for a lab, mm-hmm. and you say, okay, you talk to me, you go, okay, this could be a good match.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have, other organizations you could get me in touch with?
No, we would okay. We would suggest that you just do a Google search on that. We're not going to
You don't have different groups like French Bulldogs and no. Shetland Sheepdogs and all this numbers for those.
No, we don't promote breeding, so we're not going to.
These would be rescues.
Yeah, we'll you just Google search that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. But that's good to know, is that you, before you, okay, you want a lab or you want a, you know, you want a sheepdog. Now, how will this fit with your, you and your family?
Yeah. And we just asked some pretty simple questions, and we're kind of moving, we're trying to move away slowly, but we're trying to move away from the hard paper application form and going to basically an iPad questionnaire thing that the adoption counselors will do. We were moving quickly towards that, and then we went into the shelter in place, and so that kind of got put on hold. But Jim, our shelter manager, and some of our folks have been working pretty hard on that. So, yeah, hopefully we're going to have that soon. Hopefully by the end of the year we'll have that, where it'll be a lot different.
Okay.
And all of it's just to do a couple things. We want it to be an easy, fun, and really loving experience. So when you adopt that animal and you bring it home, it's like, it should be like the best day. I mean, it should be a fantastic day. And so we're working hard to make sure that, we can help make that experience the best.
I can tell you, I didn't have dogs, and Belinda did. And when we brought Elko home that first day, she changed our lives and she changed them for the better. And we've had her now for, 11 years now.
Yeah, I mean, I've told you before, I can't even imagine coming home and not having a dog.
Oh,
I mean, most of the time for me, my dogs are with me, so I bring them home, but I have the luxury of being able to bring my dogs to work, which is
great.
Well,
Linda understands who gets loved on first when I come home, because, first of all, she's Elk Killer's faster and gets to me first, and Linda sits back and watches me roll around on the floor with this dog, so it does. It changes your life, and it can change it in many ways for the good. So,
yeah.
Okay. Hey, here's a question. I really like this. Avon is a no-kill. That's awesome. Question for the guests. Do they take donations, and what do you need?
Yes, we do take donations. Of course, money is always the first thing that we would ask for, just because it is expensive to do what we do. But beyond that, we always need blankets. We really need towels. We always need towels.
Towels.
Yeah, we go through towels a lot.
Okay.
We use towels in some of the cat condos, cat cages. We use towels to clean and everything else. And so we go through a lot of towels every year.
I think you can hit the dollar store or some of these others and get a whole package of towels for a pretty good price that you can just bring down.
So towels are always something that we need.
Are those
need.
Like big towels, or can they be like washcloth?
We
or?
Use every size. Okay. Yeah. And then you can also go on Amazon, or go on our webpage, actually, is the best, our website at havenhumane.org, and we actually have an Amazon wish list, too. Now, that Amazon wish list has stuff that every department can put on there what they kind of need, but a lot of that is for our kitten nursery.
Okay.
So, but yes.
I'm here with Mark Story and Haven Humane. We're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by people that said, you know what, I want to live in a place where I don't have to worry about toilet paper. I don't want to worry about paper towels. I don't want to worry about cooking. I just saw another post on Facebook says, you know what? I've been cooking for 63 years and I'm tired of it. You know, I don't even know what to cook anymore. And you don't have to worry about that at River Commons Senior Living. A gourmet chef there, great meals. They've got a bus that'll get you around town if you don't feel like driving. They go above and beyond to provide a superior and carefree living experience. That's River Commons. You give them a call at 238-5981 for a tour. I think they're doing tours now. Talk to Brian and find out why River Commons is Northern California's premier retirement community. Worry less, smile more. It's located right downtown next to the VA clinic. River Commons Senior Living. We'll be right back with Mark's story.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is the second generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision.
Thankfully, it appears that Coachmaster Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coachmaster is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
You know, I don't know where she does this, but it's great watching Mark Story actually laugh out loud at these things. Hey, welcome back, everybody. 8:41 in the morning, and okay, we got one more break, right? Okay, good. I got totally out of whack here when I was listening to you talk. This portion of the show is brought to you, of course, by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. Great haircuts. Yeah, I just got one. I'm keeping it kind of medium length here. Mark's looking
medium.
At
medium.
Yeah, it's just kind of medium. Mm. It's been a week.
All right.
Cypress Square Barbershop. They go by appointments. There's 10 minutes in between each person, so they sanitize everything in there. It's a great place to get a haircut. Good people, and veterans get discounts, and seniors get discounts there. Give them a call at 244-9478. I'm here with Mark Story. Mark, you've got some other things happening that we need to talk about here.
Yeah, Camp Love a Pet. So you know that Camp Love a Pet is my favorite time of year. Unfortunately, with everything going on, we canceled the second Camp Love a Pet session as well, which was a very tough decision. But ultimately, it came down to, yes, we could do social distancing. Yes, we could follow guidelines, but in doing so, we wouldn't be able to put out the product that we normally are able to put out. So we didn't think that it was something that we wanted to do for the campers and the dogs and the counselors. So we came up as a team with an alternate, and what we will be doing is we're going to be doing a mini Camp Love a Pet for all of the it's offered to. Not all of them are going to be able to do it, unfortunately, but to all the kids that were registered for either camp, along with the five kids that were on the waiting list. We are going to do a one-day, 3-hour mini camp for up to we're going to do it up to six kids just because we already have six and one. And so we can do social distancing. They will work with a dog. They will still randomly pull a dog. They'll work with a shelter dog that day. We're going to do pictures, do some training, and then just let them kind of experience what camp is about. It'll only be 3 hours, but at least it will be something, and we can get the kids on campus and the counselors, and selfishly I get to see everybody, which is great, and see them interact with the dogs, which is going to be fun. So it's not we really wanted to do a full camp, obviously, this year, but we're looking forward to next year and doing a full camp. So this year, that's what we're going to do, and we're really looking forward to it.
I know this is one of your favorite times of the year. I mean, it really is, the Camp Love a Pet, and it's too bad that it was you couldn't do the two full camps there. But at least they're going to get an introduction, at least.
Yeah.
Hey, if you wanted to go play in the Putts for Paws golf tournament, too bad. Sold out.
Yeah, so we are going to have a fundraising event next week, next Friday, which is July 10th. Normally, our Putt for Paws sells out with last year we had 27 teams, which was, I think it was 108 golfers. Obviously, this year with what's going on, we didn't feel that that was going to be something that we could do or be safe. And so we've worked with Riverview Country Club.
Mm-hmm.
And we have 12 teams, 48 golfers. We're going to have less than 60 people there. We're not doing anything inside. There'll be no lunches inside. There will be a lunch. Riverview's worked with us on that. It'll be a bag lunch, basically. We're going to be checking temperatures when they come in. We're going to be asking some COVID questions. When they come in, we will be using masks. And social distancing as much as possible. If the golfers want to have their own cart, that's completely doable as well. We have enough carts there for that. So we are able to do this and follow all the guidelines and still do a fundraiser, which we desperately need. Obviously, as a nonprofit, fundraising is how we really make ends meet. And so we want to thank all of our sponsors that are sponsoring this, and all the golfers are going to be there. So we're looking forward to it. Again, 48 golfers.
Now, let me make this clear. If, you know, you usually play in it and you couldn't because it was sold out, you feel free to donate the cost of playing, right? You'll take donations for that. So if I couldn't play this year, then I'll just donate because you're already sold out.
And we've had some people do that. We want to thank them, definitely. So, and next year, you know, we plan on having another big golf tournament where we'll get right back up to the 25, 27.
It depends on how close the meteor is.
Right. Exactly. Who knows what 2021 is going to bring us, right?
My favorite one is of that locomotive coming down the track at you. It's on fire. Welcome to July. Hey, the next one you have, though, that is always sold out, and it looks like this could happen, is Bark, Wine, and Brew.
Yeah, I'm not convinced that that's going to happen as planned. So we're looking at options. Obviously the climate changes from week to week right now, and the guidelines and what's going on changes from week to week. The realist in me tells me that we'll see, if we're going to do it. We will do something. We will have a fundraiser. Virtual would be our last resort, but we may do virtual. We're looking at other options. April and her team in development are doing a fantastic job of looking at, how can we still have our fundraiser. I don't think it'll be a normal Bark, Wine, and Brew, but I don't know. It could change. Like I said, things change so quickly. And so
Wind River is opening up in August for events, but we'll have to see what happens.
Yeah, they are, and we'll see. And I mean, right now they are. Disneyland was opening July 17th, and now they're not. So, things are changing on a weekly basis, and Disneyland might go back and say, we are opening on July 17th again. So things just keep changing. And so we are making sure that we keep up with all of the guidelines and make sure that when we present an event like the golf tournament, when we present an event, that everybody is safe and that we're doing our due diligence to make sure that everybody is safe. Because although, yes, we need fundraising and we need that money to help our organization run, it's not more important than the safety and the health of our supporters, our donors, our staff, and our entire team. So that's always going to be our number one priority.
Okay. Well, that's nice to know. One of the things that that you all offer is microchips, too.
Mm-hmm.
Elk Killer's been microchipped. I think it's a great idea for animals, not for humans, but for animals.
Right, for animals,
Wait. Give them 5 years. No. 10 at the most. You're going to see microchipping on kids and everybody. That's just my belief.
We're not going to do that at Haven.
But not at Haven.
No, we're going to continue to microchip.
Yeah, microchip animals. But this is, tell people why this is so worth that $20.
Well, microchips don't come out very often. I mean, you check them when we put them in, and they're good. They might move a little bit, but most of the new ones don't even move anymore. So, Mike, you know, unlike a collar that can get pulled off or an ID that can get pulled off, the microchip is going to be in there. Our officers carry microchip readers in the vans, so they will check whenever they get a dog. That's the first thing they do is check the microchip. If there's a microchip in it, then we're going to call. They're going to call back to dispatch. Dispatch is going to call the microchip company, get the name of the owner. We're going to call the owner and hopefully return the animal right away. It's just a great form of identification.
And if you pick up a dog or a cat that's wandering around, like it's harder to find out if cats are wandering around. That's what they do. You'll check them right then.
Yeah, I just said that.
You just said that. Okay, because yeah. I was looking at the chat room. Okay, but I just want to make sure people got it in case they didn't know that.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. So microchips are great. And normally it's – well, everybody was thinking it, so I just said it.
I can't wait until, you know, you step on yourself, and you will.
It happens every minute. Microchips are normally $30. You can come in any time and want a microchip for $30. If you come at our Wednesday vaccine clinic, which I'll roll right into, it's $20 at our Wednesday vaccine clinic. So we have started our vaccine clinics again. They're held every Wednesday in our classroom. They are from 2 to 4 o'clock. It is hot. We only have a certain amount of space in the classroom. So we have put some misters out in our yard, and we put some pop-up tents out there as well. So we try and keep it as cool as possible outside while the people are waiting to get in. We have quite a few people come every Wednesday, which is great. You don't have to pay an exam fee when you come for our vaccines, and you can find all of our vaccine prices on our website, which is a new website, by the way. We just updated it, but it's at havenhumane.org. And you can find all the vaccine prices there, and you can get the microchips, and we highly suggest it for $20 on those vaccine clinics.
Okay. Let me see. We talked about microchips. People still getting a lot of lost pets.
Oh, yeah.
You know, one of the things, and you it'll be before you come back again, of course, it's July 4th.
Mm-hmm.
They are still having fireworks. I mean, they're closing it all off so nobody can go
there.
But they are going to have fireworks.
Yeah.
And that's tough. On animals.
So fireworks, yeah. 4th of July, New Year's, two worst days for animals. So make sure you have a plan. If you can have your animals inside, that's the best way to do it. If you can't have your animals inside, maybe you can put them in the garage. Maybe you can crate them inside. If they are outside, really make a good look around the yard, because if there's something they can jump onto and jump over the fence, that's what they're going to do. You know, animals have that flight or fight syndrome whenever they get scared, and there's nothing to fight, so they're going to run. And I've seen dogs that are really small climb a 6-foot fence pretty quickly when they're scared, and that's what's going to happen. So we have more strays on 4th of July and New Year's than we do any other days of the year because they get scared and they run. It's just like when there's a big thunderstorm. Yeah. So please plan ahead for that. I think it's not going to be too hot, which is great. So just plan ahead for that. Think about it. Your dogs and your cats, you know, they're going to get scared on that day. And that's when we have also a lot of them, unfortunately, run into traffic. And that's the worst of it. When we have to notify somebody that unfortunately their loved one was deceased because they got out. So,
yeah.
Really check on that, and try and plan ahead. I know for me, 4th of July, when it gets dark, I'm at home with my pups because they don't like the fireworks at all, and I'd rather be home and make sure they're safe and sound.
There you go. I know Elk Killer will sleep through thunderstorms. I mean, it doesn't seem to bother her. But fireworks, boy, she is, you know, I don't know if it's because of the brightness, you know, because we have her inside the house, and we'll be holding her, in fact, if you know, sometimes. But I think maybe it's the bright flash and then the sound. Where thunderstorms, and she doesn't sleep through all of them, but it doesn't seem to bother her.
Yeah, it's a different, it's a different sound.
Yeah, it is. It's a lower sound.
Yeah,
like
it's
that.
A much more distinct sound.
Yeah. So, okay, so 4th of July is coming up, so be very aware that your dog, especially your dogs, may get scared and they're going to go over a fence or out a gate. And then now you've lost your animal and, you don't want to lose them permanently. That's
right.
For sure.
Yep.
You know, one of the things, when you lose a pet, though, you can still come to Haven Humane and start looking, right?
Yeah, for sure. And we're still, you know, we're trying to implement some of the things that we did during the shelter in place, and we're trying to make those a permanent thing. And one of those things was, you know, asking folks to hold on to animals a little bit longer instead of us picking them up and bringing them to the shelter and giving them shots and, you know, having to charge folks for that, because we have fees that are we have to – state-mandated fees, city and county ordinances and stuff that we have to charge when an animal comes in. But more than that, you know, if we can keep animals out of the shelter, that's a good thing. So we're asking people to message us on our Facebook account. And what we're doing is we are taking down that information. Give us a few hours. Give us a day if you can. To try and find those owners. We were really successful in doing that during the shelter in place because that was kind of the only method we had at that point. And so we are still doing a great job of that. Captain Huff, who runs our animal control, has been really running that and teaching her crew how to do it. And we were so successful that we really want to implement that now and continue that process because it has returned a lot of animals a lot quicker. And we've kept them out of the shelter, which is really the goal. You know, we don't want more animals in the shelter. We want more animals in their homes, and that's helping out immensely. So I know it's a little bit of an inconvenience for the folks that find them, but I truly believe that if, you know, you find a dog that you're doing out of the goodness of your heart, if you can hold it for a few hours or even a day, if no owner comes forward, then absolutely we're going to take the animal. That's not a question at all. But we're hoping that owners come forward, and a lot of them do. So when we get the messages about found animals or lost animals, we're matching them up. We get phone calls, Facebook. We also say, put on 530 Pets. If you have a next door, in your neighborhood, use that. It's amazing how social media, especially on social media day, how social media, has been successful in connecting lost animals with their owners.
Absolutely.
And again, if you microchip, that's great too. We can send, if you hold on to it, you can bring it in or we can send an officer, but we can check the microchip as well. So we can get a microchip check, which is great, and then we can call on that too.
Okay. You know, one of the things that keeps you all moving, and you can't do it without them, is volunteers.
Yeah, volunteers are amazing. Our volunteers are fantastic.
Were you volunteers crazy during this time when they couldn't
go
there?
They were absolutely insane. They were...
Because they couldn't go to Haven Humane, not because that they're volunteers.
Right. They couldn't come in. And I'll tell you, I was so proud of my team because during that whole time, we were walking the dogs, clean, feed, and then we would walk dogs and socialize cats. And our team took the time to take pictures and put them up. We have a Facebook page that's dedicated just to our volunteers. And so majority of the staff would take great pictures and post them on the volunteer webpage or volunteer Facebook page. And really that meant the world to the volunteers, you could tell. But as soon as we opened it back up, May 18th when we opened it back up for the volunteers too. And they have really come back. I miss the green shirts, seeing them so much, and the dogs did too, and the cats, and all the staff. They've been helping in the hospital. They've been helping our chief financial officer. They've been helping with licensing, and just doing a great job. So Cassie, our volunteer coordinator, is amazing. If you're interested in volunteering, please do. Please come down and see what we've got to offer. Again, havenhumane.org. There's an application online. You can fill out that application, and Cassie will contact you about training. Because of the COVID and because of restrictions, we're only able to do 10 people in orientation at a time. So she's doing a whole bunch to get caught up, kind of in a row. So, but please do come out and volunteer. Our volunteers are absolutely amazing, and we couldn't do it without our volunteers. And honestly, I wouldn't want to do it without our volunteers because they are a huge part.
Can you pick
about our family?
Can you volunteer for a specific thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, we actually use a program called Volgistics now. Mm-hmm. And so Cassie has put up their schedule, shifts, locations, jobs. Yeah. So when we have special events, like when we finally start going back out in the community and being able to do special events, those will be on there too. So if we go to, say, Tractor Supply for an adoption event, that will be on there, and we'll need volunteers to do that too. So, yes, there's lots of opportunities to do it. So if you're not able to walk dogs, that's okay. We have stuff for you.
You know. Do you have many puppies?
We do have a couple of puppies in. We have a few puppies in right now. Yeah, they go pretty quickly. But we do. Lots of kittens, a few puppies, some amazing dogs, and some amazing cats.
Okay. Let me see what else here. Oh, I think this is important, the Roundup app. Let's talk about that quickly. We've only got like about a minute left.
Yeah, so the Roundup app is a pretty easy app. It's a way where you can donate without really having to worry about it. Basically, when you make a transaction with your credit card or your bank card, it's going to round it up to the next dollar amount. You can actually go in there, and you can go to Roundup app. I think it's just roundupapp.com. You can also look on the Haven Humane Facebook page. Again, there's some information on the Roundup app. The cool thing about the Roundup app is you can put how much to donate, like what your max is a month, $10, $20, whatever your max is. And you may get to that, you may not, but if you get to that, then it stops at that point.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an easy way to donate. It's kind of like where you give your spare change and you put it in a little cup.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah.
It's,
and what
it's
it does is if you've got a bill that's $10.80, the other 20 cents will go then into a fund that goes straight to Haven Humane.
Exactly.
And so, you know, and you can say, okay, I don't want to spend more than $15 this month on that. And you can limit to that.
Exactly.
So,
yeah. And,
but you don't really feel it.
Right. And we want to thank everybody who's doing that. That's fantastic. And all of our donors, you know, and all of our supporters. We had so much support during the shelter in place. And, you know, I felt horrible because our services weren't where we normally would have our services, and for the right reasons. But this community, once again, has just been absolutely amazing, and we're proud to be a part of it.
Well, we're proud of Haven Humane, you being a part of this community, Mark. And I, you know, I speak for a whole lot of people that which you provide the services that you all provide. All of you, all your volunteers, all your employees, everybody provides just a great service here. You've come to a no kill when it comes to dogs. You're approaching that for cats too. I think that's just wonderful. You know, so be safe out there. And tomorrow we're going to have the Redding Police Department joining us on the first day of July. Can you believe that?
No.
No, I can't believe it either. Anybody have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?